Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Scott Pruitt resigned as head of the Federal Environmental Protection Agency yesterday following months of questions about possible ethics violations. Pruitt has been dogged by investigations, which continue. He's accused of using his role to help his wife get business opportunities, having staffers run personal errands, and spending millions on security. President Trump defends him and says he did a good job. For reaction to the resignation, we welcome to Morning Edition now Congressman Jim McGovern. Good morning, Congressman, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure.
Well, what's your take on the Pruitt resignation? You surprised at all?
Well, he should have been fired a long time ago. He represents a culture of corruption in this administration, the likes of which we haven't seen since the Nixon administration. And quite frankly, I was a little bit startled by President Trump's reaction to his resignation by saying he did an outstanding job. I mean, he's the subject of multiple federal inquiries into inappropriate and unethical behavior. I would hardly call that an outstanding job. But again, he's typical of the types of people that are in this administration. And Congress needs to do its job and do its oversight responsibility and look into these things.
Donald Trump said the resignation was entirely Pruitt's decision. Do you believe that?
Well, yeah, maybe. And if it was, that makes it even more disturbing, because this is a president who said he wanted to drain the swamp. He's not draining the swamp. He's creating a cesspool. And Secretary Pruitt is part of it. I mean, I don't know how any objective observer, I don't care what your politics may be, could look at his behavior and think it was anything but unethical. But again, he's not unique in this administration. Look at Ben Carson. Look at the conflicts of interest with the Trump family. The list of questionable activities goes on and on and on.
President Trump, as you pointed out just a minute ago, has repeatedly said right up until this week that Scott Pruitt did an outstanding job. So given that, any thoughts on a possible replacement and whether anything will change at EPA with a replacement?
Well, look, anybody who I think would be a good replacement, I'm sure Donald Trump would think would be a bad replacement. Scott Pruitt has become an advocate for coal and for every polluter in this country. He has done his best to try to turn back environmental protections, quite frankly, the threat to the health and well-being of our population. EPA should be about protecting the environment and protecting the health and well-being of our citizenry. We'll see who he picks. But if Pruitt kind of represents his way of thinking, then I'm not very, very hopeful that it'll be anybody any good. But then I hope the Senate actually steps up to the plate and does a thorough examination of whoever this new appointee may be. I mean, EPA is an important job, and our environment is important as well. And we need somebody who's not a climate change denier, but somebody who understands the seriousness of the job.
Well, at least in the interim, we know that EPA will be run by the deputy administrator, Andrew Wheeler, taking over for Pruitt on Monday. He's a former coal industry lobbyist. You know, given that, do you think that there'll be any change in the shrinking of the EPA's mission under Donald Trump after Scott Pruitt rolled back dozens of environmental regulations?
Well, I think we could expect the same old, same old. But think about it. I mean, a lobbyist for the coal industry is kind of the interim replacement. That shouldn't give anybody any comfort that the EPA is in good hands. I mean, I don't think anybody other than, the Trump administration think that embracing coal again is a good idea. Now, we have some serious problems. We have a thing called climate change that is it is quite serious. The whole world gets it. Most states in this country understand it. They all have their own plans to combat it. The only problem is the federal government doesn't get it. We have a bunch of climate change deniers. As far as I'm concerned, I hope the midterm elections produce a result that provides a real check on this administration so they can't undo more environmental protection law.
Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
All the best.